It's usually a no-go area for police, but now people living in the gang stronghold of Soyapango, outside El Salvador's capital, are sealed in. Security forces are preparing to go door to door, rounding up gang members. But police say ordinary members of the public shouldn't be afraid.
We are extracting all criminals who may be hiding here in the municipality of Soyapango. We are here to guarantee the security of the honest, hard-working population.
Close to 60,000 people have been arrested since President Nayib Bukele declared a state of emergency in March. But rights groups accuse the government of being heavy-handed. Activists say young men are being wrongly targeted for how they look and for living in gang-controlled slums. The government denies this.
We have been planning this military siege very carefully here in Soyapango to affect the honest population as little as possible. There are 40 strategic points where we are working to arrest gang members who are in the communities, according to intelligence information.
President Bukele's state of emergency grants police powers to make arrests without due process. And a recent survey found that 75% of Salvadorans approve of the hardline measures. Gangs effectively controlled vast swathes of territory and extorted money from businesses. In the run-up to the state of emergency, dozens of people were killed in a single weekend of gang violence. But activists warn innocent people are being caught up in the mass arrests and not receiving basic legal rights. Barbara Angopa, Al Jazeera.